Given that Colombia is a very diverse country, there is a special challenge when you're thinking about climate change because the threats that arise from different expected scenarios that are being developed in the country for the changes in global temperature provide different effects depending on where you are. Colombia is a coffee country, and it is produced in a region called the Eje Cafetero, or the coffee axis. It brings together different departments, and it's an area that suffered a very big earthquake, and that earthquake destroyed a lot of the area. So they got together and started thinking as a region because they had like the same challenges, they had the same conflicts, and they started thinking as a region and how they wanted to rebuild what was destroyed from that earthquake and move forward as a region and not as independent departments or municipalities. And with this region vision, they started to work together and they started thinking about climate change at that time as well and how these challenges were the same and that they could actually have like an integrated approach. And the national ministry saw this example and thought it was very interesting because it was an autonomous process that was born within the region and it was working very well and it made a lot of sense. So the ministry decided that this was the best way to approach from a subnational level the issue of climate change and to be able to generate like these spaces of exchange and experiences throughout the country. And they grouped them together based on ecosystem principles, cultural principles, like social demographic characteristics and ecosystemic characteristics. And that's how the climate change regional nodes were born. They basically were created thinking of bringing together environmental and subnational authorities, but also research institutes that are relevant in the different regions. And they have these key functions of bringing together these territorial units, but also to allow this exchange of information related to climate change with all the relevant stakeholders that are on a subnational level. This has been going on for 10 years already, but the nodes weren't regulated from the beginning. Everyone knew they existed and they were even mentioned in some other regulations regarding climate change, but there wasn't a legal instrument that stated this is what the nodes are going to be and these are the responsibilities and this is how they're going to be formed and these are the institutions that should be a part of them. So from this Eje Cafetero node experience, the nodes were set up not giving them the ability to actually execute or receive directly resources. And what was thought of them was that they would bring together these different institutions that are, for example, the research institute in the territories, the environmental authorities, academia, private sector. So the nodes were created with this idea that they were not to be managing or receiving monetary resources. And for that reason, the nodes had to depend or depend directly on what different organizations that are part of it destined for the functioning of the nodes. The 9 different nodes are currently in very different states of development. And it's, for example, very interesting to see that the Eje Cafetero node is very established and it has like a lot of organizations that are a part of it. They have a very clear structure, while other nodes are still not really established and create an impact on the territory.